giving us the lowdown. That's Mr. Boz Skaggs on your radio, friend. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning, your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, gratefully in the studio after the weekend that I had. I'll be filling you beautiful humans in momentarily. Monster show for you this morning on this particular rendition of WRJN. After the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we will be visited by the Speaker of the House of Representatives and our representative from the Mighty First Congressional District, the Most Honorable Paul Ryan, will be here. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, it is April. Our April is National Sexual Assault Awareness and National Child Abuse Prevention Month. And we're going to have Chicago native Joe Klest, who's an expert on sexual abuse and what to do about it. He wrote a book called The Whole Truth. So we will be talking to Joe Klest from Chicago later on this morning. And then, of course, later on this evening, we've got my Chicago Blackhawks, the team of my boyhood, that have pushed the St. Louis Blues to Game 7. Nothing like a Game 7 in any sport, but especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's tonight. 7:30 is the puck drop, I believe, in St. Louis. Blackhawks were not only down 3-1 in the series, they were down 3-1 Saturday night. And then came back with a flourish, scored 5 unanswered goals. And the Blackhawks push the St. Louis Blues to Game 7 tonight. Well, speaking about being pushed, I needed to be pushed and shoved to the hospital on Saturday. I have been suffering a number of maladies that all pointed to a potential heart episode. This has been going on even before I ever moved back to Wisconsin about 7 months ago. And I'm the kind of guy that works best under pressure, but I'm also the kind of guy that waits to the last second until something really needs to be addressed, typically. Now, you guys know that I like to suggest more effective ways of looking at life and being more productive, benefiting yourself and the other people in your life. This is an area that one could learn what not to do from your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host. My entire life, I went to the dentist every 6 months. My mom and dad would take me when I was a kid. From the time I was an adult, I continued that pattern. I had one cavity my whole life. And then about 5 years ago or thereabouts, my dentist sold his practice in Tampa. And I tried to make an appointment with the guy that took over Dr. Smiley's practice. And, yeah, his name was Dr. Smiley, my dentist. And I wasn't impressed with them, and they didn't get back to me. And so I didn't make the appointment. And then 6 months turned into a year, which turned into 2 years, which eventually, embarrassingly, turned into 5 years. And then I got a thing in the mail, some dental practice was offering $59, x-rays, checkup, cleaning, the whole McGilla. So, I gotta go back to the dentist. So I went back there. Let's just shorten it to the fact that I needed $8,000 worth of work done in my mouth, which has been done now primarily by Dr. Radke's office here in Milwaukee. But this is just a little synopsis of me just waiting. When Dave Magnum hired me for this radio station, the question was, okay, when do I go? When do I come up from Tampa? It was a Sunday when we came to our agreement. And I said, how about Thursday? Well, he said, don't you think that's a little quick? I said, well, I work better under pressure. And I got my townhouse packed up and was in the studio that I am now sitting and speaking to you within 72 hours. That's my MO. That's how I do. Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so much. Well, I have not been feeling well, and I had my big boyhood weekend reunion in Arizona 2 weekends ago now. And, you know, definitely was up some late nights, let's just put it that way. Came home, just hitting it hard again last week. Thursday, a bunch of us from Magnum.media went to hear Speaker Paul Ryan at the RAMAC business meeting at Festival Hall, and I wasn't feeling great then. I had a couple of pops and was not feeling great. That's something I want to talk to Paul Ryan about, by the way, because I ran into him after his speech. That'll be coming up. You're not going to want to miss that conversation, I'm sure. But I was just absolutely exhausted. And Friday, usually I sleep for about 5 hours. Friday night, I slept for 10 hours. I woke up, went to bed about 8, woke up about 6, and really was not feeling well. And I came in, and I had to do some work here at the station, got that done, went back. And I listened to my interviews and the commentaries after they're done, kind of like, you know, a post-game game film, because I like to try to improve, frankly. And so after I got home from the station on Saturday morning, I was listening to my commentary, my little monologue that I did, I think it was on Friday. And I was talking about the evolution of this country and how people are freaked out, which has given rise to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and how important it is to embrace change. But primarily, I was talking about how beneficial it is psychologically to embrace the inevitable. And so Saturday, when I got back from the station, and I had every symptom of somebody that was having a heart situation or a potential stroke, chest pain, headache, pain in my neck, pain in my feet, pain in my back, pain in my tuchus. And I was listening to myself. And here's how that sounded. Change is tough. Even good change is the most stressful thing that we go through as beautiful humans. They've done research on it. Stress is a very real thing, and it's the number one killer and producer of disease in our society is stress. Managing the stress of change is huge. But it's so powerful to embrace the inevitable instead of fighting it. Inevitably, here's what I'm going to tell you, what's going to happen. Inevitably, our entire country is basically going to look like Derek Jeter and Halle Berry. It's how the people in Israel look right now. The most beautiful people on the planet are in that little sliver of land called the State of Israel. Why? Because it is such a small geographic area, and yet there are 120 countries represented in Israel. And as long as you're Jewish, you're good to go. You can be Asian, you can be Hispanic, you can be Caucasian, European, African. It doesn't make a difference, and they're all there, and they're all mixing together. What if we all saw ourselves as Americans and not as Black Americans or White Americans or Hispanic Americans or Asian Americans or Muslim Americans or Jewish Americans or straight Americans or gay Americans or Christian Americans? What if we saw that? That's the truth. That's the reality. Embracing the inevitable reduces the stress that change, it's going to happen.
Okay, so I'm under tremendous stress, as we all are. We're living on a planet that's being pressed down by gravity. We're under stress at all times. But if it is true, and it is true, that change is the biggest stressor we experience, you can imagine the kind of stress that I've been under. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host has not been taking his own advice. One of my life coaches always tells me, be your best client. And here I am listening to myself Saturday morning, and all I'm hearing myself say is, embrace the inevitable. Change is going to happen. And for me, the inevitable was, you probably got a heart condition. and you got to go to the doctor at some point. So what I do is I called a couple of people, including my dad, and he's like, you got to get to the hospital. So I called Mr. Racine, because I don't even know where the hospital is. And he said, I'll be right over. He takes me to the hospital, which was awesome. I didn't have to stress out about finding it or about where I was going. He knew exactly where to go. Mark Eichhorst, he just had triple bypass surgery, for God's sakes. And I was describing all the symptoms. I had told Mark about this about a month ago. He was like, you got to get yourself to a doctor. So he takes me in there, and they get me right in. It was great, the service at the hospital. And they do the blood work and the EKG and take my blood pressure and the chest x-ray. And I've got no problems with my heart. There's no evidence of any blockage. There's no evidence of any past heart episode. There's no scar tissue. So I go to the doc. I go, what's going on? He goes, I don't know. He says, get yourself a stress test. Well, I don't have a doctor here in Southeast Wisconsin. So he refers me. I said to him, I said, what percentage of people that get cleared from this process actually have a problem once they have the stress test? He said about 20%. He said, good question. I said, that's why I get the big bucks. I asked the good questions. So I was clear. But I got to tell you, man, I was so relieved. You can imagine. Here I have this interview scheduled with Paul Ryan. The Blackhawks are playing. I said, I got to live long enough to watch the Blackhawks take on the St. Louis Blues Saturday night. And I did. So our life lesson today, beautiful humans, is embrace the inevitable and listen to your body. This is Glenn Klein on your radio, friend. We are going to listen to the great Tom Carco in the news next on WRJN.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look